Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on Prophetic Corner on today. Glory to God. Amen. I know everybody's relaxed. Well, yeah, it's good to relax. Believe me, it is good to relax and get ready for the word of God, because it's going to come forth today. Go ahead and text some friends, call them and tell them, okay, we are live and we're on the air and you can come and hear the word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead with the announcements on today. If you did not tune in on yesterday, you missed a treat. We had Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You missed a treat on yesterday, but you can also go back on Blog Talk and hear it on demand. And then if you move on down on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour of Power. And the show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break window, 30-minute break right there. And then you're going to come back and you're going to listen at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then if you move on back up to Tuesday, we have the Impact Power Team. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday. One word from the Lord at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need someone to help you to get where God is trying to get, in a place where God is trying to get you to. You know, Jesus had to raise up disciples. They had to be disciples in order to know which way to go, what to do, how to do, how to pray, and all those different things. Know the word of God, how to go in and understand the word of God, how to read the word of God. Glory to God, you know. And so you have to get training, because you have to be brought up to that place. So when you go out, you won't stumble. You won't fall over everything, you know. Yeah, you'll make some mistakes, true enough. But then you'll know for the most part how to get back up, and nobody won't even recognize the mistakes that you make. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and inbox the pastor, Apostle Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, glory to God, so they can help you. You can inbox it. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God, on Facebook, and they can help you. You know, we all need help at sometimes, and it's okay. Don't be so prideful to where you think you can stand on your own, because, you know, everybody needs somebody, glory to God, and you want the right somebody, glory to God, so they can help you and get you in that place where you need to be. Hallelujah. So, you know, you don't want to just be pushed into a place, and then when you get there, you don't know what to do and how to operate. So go ahead and hook up with them. Glory to God. You can inbox them on Facebook, and they will get back with you and let you know what you need to do and how you need to do it. Amen. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you know, you receive many, many, many perks. You'll receive everything that you will need to help you get along though in those days where you think it's just so hard. You know, sometimes we just think it's just so hard, you know, and we can't get up, we can't do this, and you're weighted down. But guess what? This ministry is with you in mind. You'll get something on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it goes on and on. Saturday, Sunday starts over again. And we're only asking for $25 or more. So I encourage you to come on and get in and let God be God in your life. Let him use you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. You know, you want to get trained up. You know, the Bible says train up a child in the way they should go. So yeah, in order to train up a child, then you have to be trained up. And I've seen so many times where people say, well, I don't know why my children acting like that. Guess what? You're acting like that because guess what? You are not trained up in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on and get in. You know, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So come on in and get in. If you're backslidden, it don't matter. Come on and get back where you need to be. Get your focus right. Get your focus back where you need to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on. I'm going to open up the line in prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would just press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. That's all we ask. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see if anybody's pressed the 1. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody. Amen. Hold on. Wait a minute. We have one person that just pressed the 1. Glory to God. They were right on time. Hallelujah.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello. You are live and on the air. What's your prayer request and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona, and I'm calling, okay, I'm going to make a move, so I'm calling to get prayer for protection for the move and also to find a place that I can afford, but also finding a job as soon as possible.
Okay. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to order her steps, Lord, in the right direction, in a job that will provide her with enough income, Lord God, to take care of everything she needs to take care of, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, we are not to fear because you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind and peace, Lord. So, Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, to do this, Lord God, in your name, in your son Jesus' name, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her not fear on this move, Lord. Father God, if it's a move that you called her to, Lord, then you will order her steps, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this young lady that called in on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord, that you ain't short of jobs. You ain't short of income because you own a cattle of 1,000 hills, Lord God. And whatever you say, we ask in your son Jesus' name, it shall be given, oh God. Father God, we break that generational curse right now, Lord God. I'm thinking
right
that
now.
You can't go no higher right now in the name of Jesus.
Right
Lord,
now.
We ask you to shut the lion's mouth. Those that are talking around her, telling her that it's the wrong move, Lord. For God, we know
that's
that you showed it to her, Lord God, in the spirit realm, Lord God. So, Father, we know, Lord God, that every direction she go in, Lord, you'll let your loving angels camp around her, Lord, to lead her and guide her, Lord God, in the right apartment complex, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, where there's no crime, Lord, where your hedge of protection is around there, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you store it up for us, Lord.
God.
All we
got to
do is ask in your son Jesus' name, Lord God. And you will rain it down on us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. As she gets ready to move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, there will be no hindrances, Lord God. In the name, we come against them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you once again, Lord, to shut the lion's mouth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because all things work for the good of them that love you, Lord God, and that are called according to your purpose, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. You have been waiting, you have been waiting, and you have been waiting. You have been waiting patiently. You were still. You did not move.
I am.
So now, amen. Mm-hmm. And you did not move. So this is a godly move. Hallelujah. He said, you've been waiting, and you've been waiting. You waited him out. You waited it out. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yep.
So now it's time to move because he want to take you into another place. But he can't do that because there are some that are around you, hey, glory to God, that they try to pull you down. And people will try to pull you down and hinder you. But don't let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to cut away those even some kin to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In order to move in the next way. Hallelujah. So this is a godly move because you waited. I heard him say you waited and you waited and you waited.
I waited.
You waited it out.
Yes, yes.
Y'all waited
Hallelujah.
It right in the house, too. Yep.
Yes.
Sure
yes.
did. Bored
this,
to death.
Yes. Yes. And this is a godly move. So, amen. God got your back. Amen.
Okay.
Glory to
amen.
God.
Thank you
caller, for calling
I really appreciate it.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
All right. Have
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go on. Hallelujah. If anybody else desire prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in at this time. If not, we're going to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to just give all those on this line that need peace, Lord, in their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the flow of the Holy Ghost on this line on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, storms might be raging, oh God. The wind might be blowing, oh God. Things might be shifting, oh my God, in all different directions. But we know, Lord God, that you, Lord God, can calm the storms. You can speak to the wind and the waves by the word of God and say, peace. Be still in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Those that are tormented in their mind, Lord God, they're not resting at night. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace to them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not torment another night. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak to that wind and that wave, and we say, peace, be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you're giving, Lord God, out on this line on today. Those that are hurting, Lord God, on the left, on the right, even in the temple, Lord, of their head, Lord, we ask you, God, to deliver them, God, right now in the name of Jesus, because by your stripes, they are healed, healthy, and whole right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we tear down the doors in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for those, Lord God, who didn't think that they can go no higher in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, they've been held down. They've been held down so many years because they told them, oh, glory to God, God didn't call you. Well, who made you boss? In the name of Jesus, we speak it right now, oh God, as they get ready to go into the next realm, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you'll order their steps. We know, Lord, that you'll stand by them, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that we serve an awesome God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more hindrances, in the name of Jesus, because he says he needs you on the battlefield. Father, Lord, you know that there's this song. They always say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, he needs you on that battlefield. Oh, my God, to tell others about a man named Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, let me help you out. You will be persecuted. You will be talked about. But who do you love? Oh, my God. He said, those who are persecuted for my name's sake, be ye glad. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. So stand and stand there for. Don't worry about who's saying what. Don't worry about it. You continue and carry on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But you got to stand strong. You got to be a strong soldier, huh? Because things will come that tries to knock you down and break you, hallelujah, and tell you who you are and who you're not. Huh? You got to stand strong. Stand strong in the Lord. Get you some training, hallelujah. I encourage you to go up under someone and get you some training, glory to God, so you'll know how to stand strong in all this adversity, hallelujah. So when things get hot, and guess what? They will. They will get hot. Oh, glory to God. But that lets you know you're on the right track for Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you'll know how to stand and stand there for. You know, we were talking, amen, and you know, I heard him say, you know, choose your battles carefully. So, you know, you got to choose your battles real careful. Yeah, we're in a year. Don't battle against everything because you'll wear yourself out. Oh, glory to God. Choose your battles. Some things you just have to just let them slide. The Lord, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to let them slide. Hallelujah. But they ain't going to roll up on me, you know, and just continue that. Now, if they continue to keep coming back, then guess what? You can correct them and pull them in their place. Hallelujah. But there's a way to also do that also. Glory to God. Not cussing. Oh, my God. Not fighting. Hallelujah. My God. And not passing slang words and doing different things that you know that's not godly. There's a way to do everything decent and in order. When God does it, he does it decent and in order. He don't do you like that, but he will chastise you. Glory to God. He don't cuss you out. So guess what? If he's in you and the Holy Ghost power lives on the inside of you, then you shouldn't be cussing them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But just choose your battles carefully. Hallelujah. Some things you have to confront. But some things you can say, okay, we're going to just water on a duck back, let it roll off, and I'm going to keep on moving. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on with our message on today. If you would, turn to Matthew chapter 8. The title of my message is Speak the Word. Glory to God. Speak the Word. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at the first verse. In case you did not catch that, is speak the word. Amen. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes follow him. That means it was a large crowd. You know why they followed him? Because they could see the anointing. Oh, they saw the anointing that was on him. And when he came down, it was just on him. Hallelujah. You know, whenever you've been with Jesus, you know, people can tell. They'll always say, well, look at you. You look kind of strange. I'm like, okay, well, why do I look strange? I mean, I was the same person. It's the same hair. Okay, and I ain't put on no makeup. Amen. And I ain't got no lipstick. So what's different? Hallelujah. And they say, I just don't know, you know. And that's when they know that you've been with Jesus. But you don't have to tell everybody everything. Just said, okay, all right, I look different to you. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And keep it moving. But you know, some, well, you know what? Yes, I got the anointing on me. That's why. You don't have to do all that. Shake your head, snap. You ain't got to do all that. You know, I learned to live for Jesus in a more calmer way. I don't have to tell everybody, you know, yes, I am a child of the Most. I don't have to do all that. I said, okay, you know, it is what it is, you know, and keep it on moving. Because I'm not to come against you and fight you about the word that I know and fight you about the man that I know, okay? Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Hallelujah. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You see, right, he just put his hand on him. See, he had been, you know, up there. He had been praying and all that. And that's what we should do. Be ready at all times. You know, there are many things that come about that you can pray about. Instead of talk about, pray about it. Hallelujah. My God. And you can be ready when someone comes to you. You know, you got to have faith that what you prayed and how you prayed and believe that the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. So when you go ahead and you pray for someone, you say, oh, wait, Lord, I know it's done. I know it's done. It ain't that I just prayed it and, you know, it just hit the ground. No, I know that word that I prayed. I know that prayer that I prayed. It healed, it delivered, and it set free. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now, ain't it something how, you know, sometimes you know, when God does something for you, you go tell everybody, you know, oh, hold up, wait a minute, let me tell you. Hold up, sister. He said, no, go thy way and go as for a testimony only. And, you know, if God heal you of sickness and you're giving it to a test for, as a testimony to help somebody else because they're going through, they need a healing and you didn't have peace and how God gave you peace. And, you know, when you were out and you was a sinner in the world and God snatched you out of darkness and brought you into his marvelous light. Yes, share that. Glory to God. But, you know, some don't think is that as being really important in ministry. But it is important. They want to hear where you come from. Don't always go up on them like, okay, well, you know what? I don't do that. I'm not, you ain't got to worry about me doing that and me doing this. No, tell them how God snatched you and brought you out of that darkness and walked you into his light. Amen. He shined his love upon you. Glory to God. And guess what? That'll draw them. Yes, it will. And let's move on to 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. In other words, he was saying he was hurting all over. He was paralyzed, but he was hurting, glory to God. He was saying that he was hurting. Have you ever been in a place where you hurt all over? You know, my God, he said, hold up, wait a minute, something got to give here. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on to 7. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Speak the word. When you want God to heal someone, you got to speak the word. You can't go and say, well, you know what? You're healed. Huh? What kind of word is that? No, he said in his word that by his stripes you are healed. And I command thee, oh, my God, to get up and take thy bed up and walk. Glory to God. I command thee to be healed in Jesus' name. That's what you got to do. And you got faith and believe that you prayed the prayer of faith and you believe and you commanded it to come forth. Hallelujah. Then it's going to happen. Some things happen immediately. Hallelujah. And some will happen maybe later on. But guess what? You still got to believe that the word that you prayed, the prayer that you prayed, that they're going to get healed back. You know, he heals one way and then he heals another. Sometimes he'll heal immediately and he'll use doctors to give you medication so you can get healed. But guess what? Either or does not matter. You still got to believe that he's going to do it, whether he do it immediately through the healing miracle or whether he do it with the doctor's medicine. Oh, good God Almighty. Because he gave them that knowledge and wisdom and understanding on what to do. So guess what? While you're taking the medicine, you speak over that and say, Lord, I know I'm taking this pill right here. Glory to God. But I know that my healing is going to come. And I command it to come right now whenever you take it. Don't just swallow and say, well, you know what, the doctor gave me this and said I had to take it. But whenever you speak it, you make sure you speak it and say, you know what, I'm going to be healed through this medication. If this is the way God got to do it, then come on, Lord. Come on, do it, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. You know, you got to be a mighty strong soldier. You know, I hear people always saying, well, you know what, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Okay, well, if you're a soldier in the army of the Lord, these centurion soldiers, I want you to know these were some strong soldiers. Oh, they had to be. They had to be soldiers of faith in their faith because guess what? They were training up people in order to get in their army. So they, you know, if they had been wimpy, like some people, things get to happen and they start falling out and, oh, they start having all these attacks and, oh, Lord, why me? Oh, woe is me. Glory to God. And you just said you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, you better be able to stand what's coming your way. That proves what kind of soldier you are because those centurion soldiers had to be on the front line. When you get on the front line, you got to be a strong soldier in the army of the Lord. All those things happen. If you feel like, well, you know, I'm going to need some prayer. I'm going to need somebody to help me. Then if you could call a prayer warrior, somebody whom you know, amen, that's walking the walk, talking the talk, that can get a prayer through, then call them up. Tell them what you want. Say, babe, I need you to go to war with me on this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you tell them and say, come on, pray with me. I need you to pray. Let's pray right now. Glory to God. Because these centurion soldiers, they had to be strong soldiers. Because if they didn't, they couldn't train nobody. What could they train them to do? They couldn't train them to do nothing. They couldn't. They were the ones that pass out different parts and what you wanted them to do, and or they clean the armor, or I need you to stand guard or whatever. They had to do that. They had to be strong soldiers. Because you know what? When God raised up his people to train people, understand, they have to be strong because there are some people that's going to come, well, I want you to train me. But then when things go to getting kind of tough for them and they don't think they're far along as they should be, then they get that little rebellious spirit. That's what it is. It's just plain rebellious spirit. Well, I want you to train me, you know. Then the Lord sent me here, and I'm going to obey you. But if you ain't as far along as you think you are, and then you get that little rebellious spirit. So see, right here, they had to deal with all that, them superior soldiers. So if they got that little rebellious spirit, they had to deal with that. Because if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, then guess what? They could execute them. Glory to God. Let's move on. For I am a man. I'm sorry, let's move on to verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's just weeping and gnashing of teeth, just pure hell. Glory to God. You know, people don't like, a lot of times, you know, people don't like people who live in right. They live for the Lord. They don't like them like that, you know. But the world love his own. Yes, they do. The world love his own. Now, you can bet that. If you're doing what the world is doing and your system is tied up with the world system, you know, I hear some, well, you know what? I had to get out there. I got to make that money, okay? And you keep making, but you ain't tithing. You just keep making, but you ain't giving. You keep making, and going every day, but you're spinning your wheels and it ain't prospering you nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that self same hour. So you see, he was healed in that same hour because he believed when he went in and talked to Jesus. He knew Jesus could heal him. That's when he went and told him, you know, yes, you can, I know you can heal. So he believed it, glory to God. And guess what? He just went back and he was healed. So when you speak it, a word, hallelujah, you got to believe it. Now, sometimes you get off track. But just get yourself right back up. Don't just stay down where you are. Believe the word that you're speaking going to come to pass. Believe what you're believing God for going to come to pass. Say, Lord, I know, Lord, I believe you, but help my unbelief. Help me, Lord God, not to doubt, but believe, Lord God, that you're going to work it out. I hear those things, people saying those cliches all the time, glory to God. But, you know, they don't really mean it. Let something happen. When you're living large and in charge and you're riding high, oh, my God, smoke coming out of the pipe, all is well. You cruising down the road, ain't a bump in the road, tires good, all's well. Hallelujah. I ain't got a thing to worry about. Then I'm going to keep on going down this road. But then when something hits you, you're just knocked off your feet. But that's when you got to stand and stand there for. This is not a joke over here. You know, you got to be able to stand. You may not have everything that you want, but I guarantee if you get in his word, you'll have everything that you need. Glory to God. Let's move on. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. In other words, when she got up, she waited on them. She didn't just get up and said, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I'm healed now. I'm going on about my business. No, when she got up, she waited on them. She took care of them. She cooked them some food. She gave them some water. She did whatever it was they wanted her to do. She didn't say, well, you know what? I'm going on about my business. How many people, you know, when God heal them sometimes, what they'll do is they don't think about him no more. That's it. Well, I'm healed now. Amen. And then they'll see somebody, well, thank God he healed me, brother. Thank God he healed me, sister. But then you're over there wallowing in your sin. God, that's not God. Hallelujah. And see what happened to her when she got off that bed? She ministered to them. She didn't mind. She did what she was supposed to do. So when God bring you out and bring you over, listen. Go back. Whoever that was prayed that prayer, let me help you out. You can't bow, but you can give them a little something. You know, everybody said, well, you're always talking about money. Well, let me tell you, money answers all matters. Okay, the love of money is the root of all evil. So you love it, you'll do anything and everything to get it. Let's straighten all that out. You know, y'all Bible scholars, some of y'all know that, and some don't. It's okay. But, you know, you got to do it like that. Come back and give them an offering. You know, many people have gotten healed under this ministry. You know, and I know for a fact that God has been calling you back. He's been telling you, come back. Not only for your word, your testimony, but he wants you to come back and, amen, and go dig down in the purse where you hide them little 20s at and get a couple of them out and send them in. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what he wants us to do. You know, he said, give and it shall be given. You know, people just don't want to give them, or they hold their hands so tight and they always hollering, well, I got $2. My God, how many years I done heard you talk about them same $2? Do you just keep them $2 in an envelope, and every time somebody asks you for some money, then you pull out them same $2? You got to go past the $2. You got to go past the $20, really. If you want more from God, then what you going to do? You're going to give more. But so many times you don't. People don't. They don't give anymore. They don't. But let's move on. Hallelujah. Okay, let's move on. Right here, when the Eve, let's move right here. Okay, verse 16. When the Eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his words and healed all that were sick. They would go again. He cast them out with what? The word. So you got to know this Bible in order to produce the word out of you. You can't, you know, they used to talk this stuff, you know, if you sit you put the Bible under your pillow, you'll remember. They remember they used to tell y'all to put the books under your pillow, then you'll remember, you know, whenever you get ready to take a test. That's just not so. You can't put the Bible under your pillow and think everything off that word, off the Bible, is going to get in you. No, he said, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You got to read it. He said, meditate on my word therein day and night. So that means you got to meditate it on it all the time for it to get in you so you can use the word. So guess what? Then you'll know when somebody comes to you, you'll know how to pray. When something comes to you, amen, the storms and whatever, the winds and the rain get to raging, then you'll know how to use that word properly so you can be healed and delivered from that. So when someone try to take your peace, that's what it is. But, you know, people can't take your peace, but some do let them do that because they get highly upset. And they let them steal their peace. But you can't let people steal your peace. You know, you can learn how to walk away from folks. You really do. Like I was telling, you know, the young lady, you got to learn how to just cut them off, cut them loose, and let them go. It don't matter if nobody, look, they can have all the tea in China. I don't care if they have everything. They got nice cars, hallelujah. They got the nice wardrobe. They got all they want to eat. They live in large and they live in charge. You, and then they talk to you any kind of way. Listen, cut them off. You serve an awesome God. The same thing that they got, you can get it from your God. Glory to God. But guess what? Theirs is soon going to be fade away. Guess what? Yours going to be still standing. Whenever they done did all they doing, they ain't got no money coming in. They ain't got no nothing. Cars repossessed and all this different stuff going on over here. But you're going to still be holding on for eternal life. So don't worry about that. Don't get tied up in people's stuff, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God now that wants us to come in fully and wholehearted. You need to learn how to get fully committed and speak the word over yourself. You can heal yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you speak his word, he will bring the healing to you. Hallelujah. He already knows the word, but he want to hear you speaking the word. If he sees you looking in it and reading the word and meditating on it, you're trying to get understanding, guess what? He's going to help you. Let's move on to 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esau and the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandments to depart unto the other side. In other words, he ordered his disciples, you know, let's go over to the other side. He did. He took all our sins and his our iniquities, and he bare them on him, amen, for us, so that we can have eternal life. So many times, you know, you hear, well, yeah, I believe in God. Well, what are you doing? You say you believe in God, but what you doing? You're still dipping and tipping and slipping. That ain't God. So what God you serving over there? And sometimes you have to have these conversations. Well, what God you serving? I was talking to someone on yesterday, hallelujah. And, you know, look, I don't bring up these conversations. They just come to me. For some reason, they just come to me. Hallelujah. And so they was talking about some stuff someone had told them, and they asked me, said, well, why you didn't tell me this? I said, you know what? The reason they were saying about, you know, them being a Christian, they was talking about the different names. That's what it was. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They were talking about the different names in the Bible. I said, yeah, there are. Yes, you know, Jesus is Jehovah. Yes, he is. I said, but listen to me and hear me well. I said, really, you shouldn't be concerned about all that right now. I said, what you need to be concerned about is making sure that you're saved. I said, that's all you need to be concerned about right now. If you want to read the Bible, I told them what to do and how to go in it and read it, you know, and we went on and on. I said, that's all. I said, don't listen at all that. I said, because that right there, all that stuff that they're trying to tell you, you ain't ready for that. First of all, you need to get really saved. You say you believe, but you need to get saved, like I said, instead of, you know, trying to figure out all that they're talking about, which was nonchalant and stuff that they really didn't, it really didn't have no concern about salvation, okay? And that's what I told them. I said, that's what I want. I said, I want to see you saved. That's what I want to see. I said, that's my main concern, to see you saved. And after that, the conversation just kind of ended. But let's move on. Hallelujah. Amen. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Be careful about using those words, because whenever things get hot, you know what people do? They get out of the kitchen. You go to cooking, they get out of the kitchen. They get hot. I can't do this. I got to go. Hallelujah. But you got to be a strong soldier. You got to be able to stand the adversities that's coming in this world. Because if you don't stand, amen, for things that are right, then guess what? You're going to stand for anything. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody come and tell you some stuff and you know it ain't right. No, that ain't right, baby. Let me tell you what's right. I'm not responsible. You're not responsible for the way they treat you, but you are responsible for how you treat them. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. But you ain't going to let them holler and talk crazy to you. No, you're not. But you're a child of the Most High God. And if you choose and they're going to act crazy, then what you got to do is just walk away. Learn how to walk away. You don't even have to put your finger up. Just get to walking. Hallelujah. Your foot's to move. Your hands will too. Just keep walking. Glory to God. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. He was letting them know then. What did he say? He wouldn't have, sometimes he didn't even have a place to lay his head. He was letting them know then. You might be, you're going to be homeless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But are you willing to follow me no matter what happens? Are you willing to go where I am leading you, to go and tell others about me, to lead and follow? Are you willing to really let me disciple you? Because like I said, so many times people say, okay, you know, God placed me here and I'm going to stay here. I want to hear what you're telling me, hear what you want me to do, and help me to get along in ministry and tell me, just tell me, just tell me, just tell me. And then when things, if they ain't for, they think they should be. Well, you know, I thank God calling me somewhere else. Oh, my God. Help us today, Lord. Okay, let's move on. And another of his disciples said unto the Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury the dead. Anything dead, bury it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. You know, that's it's talking about the wind and the waves. Y'all seen the high waves. It said the wave had covered the ship. In other words, the water was splashing all in the ship. Let's see what happened. Hallelujah. Well, you know, when water's splashing in your ship, and the waves get the roaring and the wind gets to blowing, what do? Are you a strong soldier? Say, hold up, I'm going to go to the Word and see what the Word says. If I ain't got it in me, I'm going to go and get me a scripture and I'm going to start using it. Say, Lord, help me with my unbelief because I will not take this. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree it, I declare. I speak to these winds and waves, and I said, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. Will you do those things, or what would you do? Hallelujah. That's why the Word is so important. It's so important to get the Word of God so you can speak it. Whenever things don't look right, lightning get to flashing in your life, thunder and roaring, the winds get to blowing, and people get to acting up. Glory to God. Let's move on. And his disciples came to him and awake him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Let's move on to 26. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was a great calm. In other words, he said, hold up, wait a minute, peace, be still. See, when you got to speak it with authority, because you know what? Them demons and all that stuff going on, they know if you're just, okay, a natural person, and you're just saying that, you ain't been with the Lord. And guess what? Nothing happens because you got to spend time with him. You got to know who he really, really is. And that way, when you speak that word, speak it with authority. Just ain't taking this no more. That's a wrap. Okay? Glory to God. And that's just what it is. Hallelujah. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, unto the country of the Gethsemanes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. You know, he was down in the ship trying to rest up because he had been healing. He done healed Peter's wife, mom over there. Think about it. Oh, my God. He done healed a centurion soldier. He done did all these healings and understand and casting out devils and all that stuff. You know, he was tired. That's why he was down there resting for a minute. Hallelujah. And when he got off the ship, here it go again. And let's see what happened. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? You see, when he got off the ship, they know who he was. They know he was Jesus. Glory to God. See, when them demons know who you is, they ain't going to mess with you. Hallelujah. You know, you can go, amen, to another place, and when you get in there, you see everything start to fall, and oh, my God, doors start to slamming and all kinds of crazy stuff. Hold up. Wait a minute. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Open the door and let them out. Now, that's why I tell y'all, y'all need to come on over here because y'all get some good stuff. You'll know how to operate, amen, in different realms and how to pray and what to do. I can't give y'all everything. I can give y'all all the nuggets, but I give you a little bit, okay? So that's why you need to come on over here, and you'll know what to do and how to do it. Glory to God. And there was a good way off from them and heard of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. Now, look, they would get permission from him. Okay, they were the demons, okay? But they got permission from him because guess what? He had authority over them. So you got authority over every area of your life. You got authority to speak to them waves. You got authority to speak to the wind. You got authority to speak at whatever's coming against your children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got the authority, hallelujah, to speak things into existence. But you got to continue it. You can't fall by the wayside. I know sometimes you slip, you know, and you don't do it. But guess what? That's okay. Pick back up. And when you remember to keep on keeping on and start speaking. So when you before your children leave in the morning and go on their day, you know, husbands, wives, amen, aunties, uncles, grandmas, grandchildren, whoever you may be, all family members. Let's just put it like that. Speak life over them. Speak it, hallelujah. And know, say, Lord, I pray that you keep them safe. Lord, let them have a good day. You can be going down the highway and still praying. Hallelujah. Just don't get to praying in tongues now because I don't want you to have to pull over side the road. Hallelujah. But, you know, just continue to pray and ask God to keep them because prayer is so much needed now. You see, a lot of the young children are being coming up missing and stuff. Pray over them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move right here to 32. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. In other words, they drowned. He told them, yeah, y'all can go now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So guess what they did? They went on down there, jumped in the water. Amen. Can you imagine? Let me go ahead and read these last two verses, and we'll talk about it. Hallelujah. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. You know what? When they heard about what had happened, you can imagine. Amen. Guess what they thought? Okay, they went over there in the swine and pig. Oh, my God. Look, my pork chop gone. Oh, my God. My neck bone gone. Oh, my God. Look what's all gone. My ribs gone. Oh, man. My bacon gone. My sausage gone. Yeah, we going to need to get rid of him because he doesn't. He done spoke, hallelujah, and they went on out and they drowned it. So he done drowned all our meat, and I'm not going over that cliff, going down in that ravine to get that meat out of the water. Glory to God, hallelujah. Can you imagine? They were upset about it. That's why they told him out, we're going to need you to leave, because you're taking food out from us. But if they knew a man named Jesus, they wouldn't have had to worry about that, because they went and got in the swine and jumped into the river. He would have gave them even more if they just said, we don't have anything to eat now, so what do we eat? Amen. He probably would have told them, okay, well, don't worry about it. He could have called up, amen, food for them to eat and everything. But when they was upset, they said, you got to get out of here. Hallelujah, because he was Jesus, and he walked with authority. So that's what you got to have. You got to learn how to walk with authority. Don't let people talk down to you. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about those some people on the outside, yeah, that don't know Jesus, but it's Christian people that talk down on people. So don't let them talk down to you and tell you what you can't do, what you should have did, hallelujah, and how you're going to do. Glory to God. You serve an awesome God. He will provide each and every time. You speak to the wind and the waves in your life. But everything is raging, and everything ain't all right, hallelujah. You know, so many times you can meet people, they say, well, hey, how you doing? They say, oh, I'm highly favored, bless the Lord. I am highly favored, glory to God. Their body racking with pain. Now you need to tell them, no, I need you to help me pray. My body is hurting with pain. Oh, my Lord. But so many times they won't do that. What they'll do is they'll use, amen, the word of God and say, well, you know what? I'm blessed that I'm highly favored. No, you ain't favored. Hallelujah. You got a light bill due, the children acting up, the husband out there with, okay, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you need to try to tell them, hallelujah. But though there are some people you can't tell, but there are some that you can tell to help you to pray. Glory to God. So they can help you to get your prayer needs met. My Lord, I speak to the wind and the waves in everyone's life that's on this line in the name of Jesus. I said, move right now. Glory to God. If you don't have enough money to pay your bills, I speak it right now. Oh, my God. I speak it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That God will give you, hallelujah, enough money to pay your bills. He'll give you plus. Glory to God. But I got to tell you, hallelujah, you can't steal your tithes and offering and then you think he's gonna rain down matter. He ain't raining down no matter from on high. You gotta do the right thing, glory to God, because he said you're cursed with a curse. So stop stealing, hallelujah, and steal no more. Make it a pact not to steal no more. Ask the Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, to help you not to steal no more. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. You know, some people look at others and say, you know what, they can't buy no clothes. They look at them, hallelujah. They can't dress. Hallelujah. But all you do it every day and every time you get a chance. You're going to the store. Hallelujah. You're buying this outfit. You're buying that outfit. I'm going over here to shop. I'm going over there to shop. Look what I bought. They can't dress. Oh, my Lord. But understand, they got more Jesus than you would ever have. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. You don't see the wind and the waves taking them down, do you? Oh, glory to God. Then all of a sudden, things will happen in your life. Oh, glory to God. Well, Lord, I don't have enough money now. Well, what you do with all that you had? You went over there buying stuff that you didn't need. Glory to God. My God, my God. When I gave it to you, you wasn't a good steward. Hallelujah. My God, you went out there spending frivolously. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to spend. You got to learn how to save. You got to learn how to give. Hallelujah. And it shall be given. I mean good measures. Pressed down, shaking together. Running over. Hallelujah. Don't you want a running over blessing from the Lord? Good God Almighty. So don't let him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let your time pass away without giving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. My God, my God, you got to be able to speak to the situations that come up in your life. If you ain't got no word in you, if you ain't word up, prayed up, answered up, ain't nothing going to happen. You got to learn. You got to pull away from the TV. Hallelujah. You know, they got DVRs and DVDs and CDs and MIDIs. They got everything now. And guess what they do? Then you can record it and go back and see it later. And hallelujah. You know, you can go back and look at it later, but don't let the TV get you so caught up where you can't pray. You can't seek God. Hallelujah, my God. You can go back and look at it all day long later on when you have spent time with the Lord. It's important to spend time with the Lord, to know his word, so you can speak the word over what you need. Lord, you know what? My purse, Lord God, I ain't got no money in it. But, Lord, I speak it into existence. Let me help y'all out right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, money will, you know, money will draw money. I've told somebody that a couple of times. Money will draw money. So whenever you go to spend your money, don't spend everything you got in your purse. Always keep some dollars in your purse. Whatever you want to draw, you're going to have to keep it in there. Glory to God. If you want to draw, amen, let's just say, well, we're just going on up. You know, come on, we had a new year, we in 2020. Let's come out of the $20. Let's just move up higher. I just said we move higher. Glory to God. If you want to draw $100, let's go $100. Glory to God. I know that's all I'm saying. Whoop. But you know what? Just think about it. If you save 20 this week, 20 the next week, and then 20 the next week, and 20 whenever you get paid again, then you will have it. I hear you say, well, what if I get paid 2 weeks? Then you know you have to up it a little bit more. So let's move on. Hallelujah. Just think about it. You know, if you do that, then you'll have it. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not going to go out there and buy no hamburger this week. I'm saving it toward my $20. No, I'm not going over here. They're having a good shoe sale, but no, I ain't going over there. I'm going to save this money that I want to buy these shoes. I got shoes. I got shoes in the closet that I can wear. I don't need to go over there and get no shoes. No, I don't need that dress. Nope. I saw it. It was pretty, but I'm not going to do that either. I got dresses I can pull out and wear that ain't even got the tag off them. Glory to God. I got shirts I ain't got the tag off. I can hold up. I don't need them either. But if you do that, then the next thing you know, you got it. Money draws money. So don't spend everything you got in your purse all at one time. Men, don't spend everything you got in your wallet all at one time. Just know that money draws money. That's the main thing. Money draws money. So whatever you need, if you want love, guess what? If you're a lovable person, then it's going to draw you some love. Yes, it is. It's going to draw you love. People are going to love you when you go in the store. They're going to talk to you, and they're just going to have conversations because you're so easy to talk to. Hallelujah. And they can talk to you about anything. My God, because you're easy to talk to. Hallelujah. Whatever you want, it will draw. That's what you got to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak the word. My God, we serve that awesome God. Hallelujah. My God, you know, God is able. He is able to do anything that you won't. He able to give you all your heart desires. But sometimes he don't give us everything because if he did, When would we pray? When would you seek God? When would you know that you know that you know that you are connected? You wouldn't never pray. You wouldn't read. You wouldn't do not nothing. We wouldn't do nothing. That's why he only gives you a little that you can handle. Amen. But he's in a season. I hear you. Yeah, he's in a season now. Well, those, amen, who've been waiting and waiting, you know, he's going to bless them. Amen. And he's going to bless them real, real good. Glory to God. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings where you won't have room enough to contain. Hallelujah. Those that are in those places right now, for him to open heaven, open window. Get ready, and get ready, because he's going to do it. Hallelujah. And remember, he said, ministry, remember, he don't care about you spending some of it. But remember, he said, ministry, first, your first seed, your first, hallelujah, should be given to the ministry. Don't go and spend money by nothing and nothing. I hear him saying, first, give to the ministry, hallelujah. Do not go and do that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. And he is worthy. He is worthy and he is worthy. My God. First of all, I want to go back and reiterate. Don't forget, coming up next on the hour of power will be Minister Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to go and listen to her. Whenever I get off, we're going to get a 30-minute break. Then you can go over and hear what the Lord has placed on Minister Elaine's heart. She is an author. If you have not purchased her book, you can go on Amazon and purchase her book. I encourage you to go and get your copy. I already have mine. You can go and get yours. Hallelujah. You better go before it's all gone. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, those that I didn't even know that I was committing, Lord. I repent of those too. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Get in your Bible, believing church, and get your Bible that you can understand. Hallelujah. You know, I heard some say they have a hard time trying to understand the King James Version. When you become a babe in Christ, I understand, but, you know, you can get your, there are many, many out there. Just make sure that it, you know, it's the right one for you that breaks it down the way you can understand it. The Bible says that the Bible is so simple, even a fool may not err. So, you know, it breaks it down to you where you can understand it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you'll get frustrated because you don't, Lord, I don't understand it. But then after you grow a while, then what you can do, you'll go back and you can read the King James Version with no problem. You know, and that's what you can do. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to get a benediction. And don't forget, Ministry Lane coming up next. I would like you to go over and show her some love. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome week. We'll see you back on next Sunday on Prophetic Corner. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen.